Hi, I'm Kelsey. I live in the Seychelles and I participated in the 2019 Arctic Expedition.
Hi, I'm Nina from Nuuk, Greenland, and I also participated in the Student on Ice 2019 Arctic Expedition. This issue of the bridge is focused on the climate change, something that impacts us all over the world. My home is in Nuuk, also known as Colorful Nuuk, due to our houses being in different colors. And so Greenland is covered by 80% of ice, and due to climate change, there's been a lot of ice sheet been melting. So we have really been experiencing here locally how that has been affecting our environment. A lot of different plants have been popping up different places in Greenland that is not supposed to be there, and a lot of animals are moving more up north. So we're really on a local level experience how climate change is affecting us. So Kelsey, what does climate change look to you?
I'm from the Seychelles and we're an archipelago of 115 islands. It is found on along the east coast of Africa and in the Indian Ocean. We have two types of islands, coralline and granitic islands, and we're being affected in many ways due to climate change and in different contexts, we're being affected economically, environmentally, and even culturally. And we are especially vulnerable due to our geographical location. So we are an ocean nation, so we have a higher percentage of water rather than land. And we are vulnerable because we lack resources, we lack the resilience, and climate change will pose serious consequences for the people of Seychelles. And from my perspective, and from what I have witnessed in my short, almost 20 years of life here in Seychelles, I would say that the most pertinent and the most impactful consequence of climate change being faced here would be coastal erosion. So this goes to show again how interrelated and interconnected the world is. Like you said, in Greenland, all the ice sheets are melting, the glaciers are melting. But here in Seychelles, the water level is rising. So, yeah. And it is causing a lot of inundation on our coast, a lot of erosion on our coast. Here in Seychelles, I live on Mahé, and it's the main island here and the largest island, and almost every beach here you will see some degree of coastal erosion, and some places are better but others are worse. And because we lack the resources, it's very difficult for us. And the increase in sea level rise is related to the heavier and higher intensity of rainfall. Recently, we had very, very heavy rainfall, and it shouldn't be the case. So the weather is becoming increasingly unpredictable. So because the rainfall magnitude is increasing, it causes flooding. And here in Seychelles, a lot of our industries, a lot of our houses, a lot of businesses are found along the coast, so they are directly affected by this issue. And for example, we have loads of coastal agriculture, so when there is heavy rainfall, the sea level rise, it gets on top of the roads, it reaches the agricultural area, and all the produce is affected, and the farmers get affected. Our food security therefore also gets affected, even the hotel industry, because here in Seychelles we largely depend on tourism. So the inundation and erosion of the coastal infrastructure is damaging the hotels, and this is not good for us, and hence it is affecting us economically as well. And another issue that is quite occurs quite often here in Seychelles would be coral bleaching, so increasing sea surface temperature, which causes ocean acidification and affects tourism. It also affects the fishing industry as well, because when the coral reefs are destroyed, the fish, they don't have like a safe haven for them to go, and the amount of fish in our waters are decreasing, so fishermen have to go further out for them to find fish, and they also have to like increase their prices of fish, so the people are affected as well, because maybe the prices are too high and they cannot afford to buy the fish.
But I, even though we're from really like different countries, I can really relate on many of our issues, like even with like the fisheries and so on, because Greenland is also like heavily reliant on fish and stuff like that. So yeah, I do really rely, like I really do understand where you're coming from, and like even like, because also you said like your sea levels are rising, and like Greenland is like 80% of, we're like the second largest, second largest ice sheet. So like Greenland is like contributing to global sea levels by approximately like 10 millimeters. So like it's even like so when our ice is like melting, it is probably like why your like sea levels are rising, because like it's just like
connected.
Exactly. And I think it's something like a lot of people tend to forget, that like just because it's not in their country, it's still affecting them in a different way.
Many of them don't realize, because they're not seeing it, like they're not witnessing it and seeing it firsthand. Even here in Seychelles, like even the elders, they have like seen the difference from when they were coming up and how it is right now, because a lot of them complain about how it is definitely way hotter than it was before, and the weather is like very unpredictable nowadays. So the change is happening and the change is there, but the thing is that some of them fail to acknowledge that, you know, this is climate change and it's happening, and some of them fail to act or something like that.
I think that's important to like also then encourage not only youth but also elder people to like say like we need to take an action, because all of us have been affected. You know, like, because I feel that you said that you have like kind of like your weather keep changing, even in Greenland there's quite bipolar weather, so we never really fully rely on our like weather reports, and we always like
reports are very unreliable these days, because they can tell it's gonna be sunny today and you walk out and it's pouring.
So you're always like, okay, it's probably gonna be sunny today, but there's probably gonna be a chance of the sun is not gonna show up or something, so it's very interesting. So yeah, because you never know with the reports. I work at a tourist shop. I'm a paddleboard instructor, and I always tell every single tourist that is coming. We have a really, like, there's not that many tourists, but so we really rely on locals. But right now, we always tell them that this is how the weather seems like a week from now, but we cannot guarantee it's going to be like that.
Yeah, you expect weather, but climate is what you get, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So in Greenland, how engaged are the youth in terms of climate action and climate related activities?
I think that we are, I think like, I would like to say we're quite engaged, but however, you know, everyone like go to a protest now and then they go back to their normal life. It's quite difficult to like, you know, fully say that everyone is engaged, because everyone's like, they want to be engaged in it, but it's not always easy to find the time and the resource and the connections to act about it. So, but me and some other people are going to start we're going to have a workshop about biodiversity in Greenland. So that is something we really want other youth. So we're going to contact some local schools and try to like have them engaged, because we know that, you know, youth are the future, so we want them to be fully engaged, and we're going to try to have like politicians to take part, because we want them to hear that you know, maybe they have a plan of how to take action about the climate or like how to take action about our environment, but we want them to see it from our perspective and how, like, because we, like, oh, as youth, we have to think, like, you know, 20 years in the future, and probably like someone, like a politician thinking like, I don't know, 10 or something. So we want them to like think very long term. Maybe they won't get the result immediately, but we want them to, like, you know, think long term, because the longer term you think, it's gonna probably have a better impact in the long run as well.
Yeah, definitely. And the earlier you start like cultivating these way of thinking and this idea in youth's mind, they will grow up with that kind of mentality and that kind of mindset. So it's gonna be easier for them to tackle the issue. And even if you like, cause sometimes I go give workshops at school about like plastic pollution. And even now I'm doing this this project where we go for 11 days, we're going to the beach every day to collect litter that we find. And sometimes small kids come up to me, I tell them, oh, it's not nice to litter and things like that. And they come and they pick up the trash and they can go back to their parents and tell them, see, it's not nice to do this, it's not nice to do, nice to do that. And so you see, even if you like, The children can then go and teach their parents. And if the child is not doing it, then the parent, like, I don't think they will feel good to do something that they know the child doesn't like, or, you know, I'm not sure where I'm going with this, but I think you get what I mean.
I get it. They often say, like, children learn from their parents. But the parents can also learn from the children, you know? Yeah, so like, it's like new, because children and young people, they will always try to gain new knowledge, while probably like a little older people, I'm probably generalizing like elder people like quite a lot, but like, this is just how I'm probably like, I'm really like simplifying it, but they're probably like, okay, I've already kind of like lived a lot of my life and I have all this knowledge. So they don't really reach out for new knowledge. And young people, they do like have a tendency to like, you know, reach out for something new, and due to our fast media, we can often find information very quickly and, you know, start the discussion with someone on a, I don't know, some Facebook comment or something. So it's really like
that's
interesting.
What I love about us youth, like nowadays, like we're not scared to speak our minds, we're not scared to go out there and actually get what the change that we want. And I'm very hopeful for us.
Yeah, no, I get it. And also like we, because there will always be like a support group for every single individual, because if you have a certain interest, I'm sure you can find another person with the same
interest.
There's
definitely something for you online. There's so many wonderful platforms that you can get involved
exactly. I think that's why, like, especially what I really like about Student on Ice is like, we have already this huge group of people, like, past ones and then new ones is going to kind of come up after probably the corona, but, like, it's really interesting, and I want more people to, like, join in, because there's so many experts on this platform as well, so I, like, I love, like, Student on Ice, like,
of wonderful and inspirational people, and you get to learn new stuff every day.
Exactly. And I especially like at the Student on Ice expedition, like I felt like I learned so much because I was interacting with all these different experts, and I also like met like a lot of like different local peoples from like different countries, and like, you know, like I met like people from like Nunavut, which I've always kind of like dreamed of, and I always wanted to like meet more of them because they were like my neighbors, and they also like, you know, they were my ancestors, just like my ancestors came from Nunavut. So I always wanted, like, we always seen them as like my family in a way. So I always wanted to meet them because I feel like we have so much in common historically and also now, like historically with colonization and now about climate change. So we're kind of in the same boat.
Yeah. And I'm so happy as well that I got the opportunity to be around such like phenomenal and inspirational people and a group of diverse people, and I learned so much from the elders, from everyone on board. And if I had the chance, I would definitely do it all over again. And I even have like my small notebook, and I go through it all the time, and I get like inspiration all over again. And it was such like definitely your once in a lifetime and an incredible experience.
Yeah, I would definitely like encourage anyone who's listening now and
whenever I meet them next year, apply now.
Apply, like just apply, because it's such a huge experience. And I feel like because you go to a different place, maybe you come from like the south of the world and then you like go to the north, which is like completely different, or maybe you live in the north but then you like go to a different place. And we're like, in the 2019 expedition, because I'm from Greenland, so we went all the way from like Kangerlussuaq, which is like a little bit of like the middle of Greenland, but we went all the way up to the north Greenland, which I've already been before. But I was just such an it's a different experience, because I went with people who've never been in Greenland before, and I saw that with their eyes, and I saw like how beautiful my country is. You know, sometimes you think like, because you always when you experience something so often, you kind of just take it for granted. And I feel seeing it with different eyes is really like an eye opening for me, and I wanted to learn more about my own culture and support more
stuff. Like we take sometimes we take what we have for granted.
Yeah, and I think especially like about nature, because nature is around us all the time, and like it's just like you just have to like open your eyes and you will see it. But like nature is just a beautiful thing, and I feel like, you know, we just take it for granted. We don't take care of it, we don't like go explore it. Like I live, I don't know, like half an hour away from like a really nice hiking spot here, and I just never go on it because it's just so near to me. And it's just like, you know, I'll do it sometime later, but what if sometime later will not, but just like later on I'm not able to do it.
Should we like conclude?
Well, it was just a nice talk, but I feel like I said pretty much everything I wanted to say. I know I didn't bring a lot of like facts, but I could relate a lot to what you were saying about like how bipolar weather is and like everything you pretty much said. So I was like, I didn't want to repeat a lot of it because I could like, you know,
yeah,
I would understand where you came. So like, even though we come from different countries, I think like we experience a lot.
We're from the same world.
Yeah, exactly. I think that is such a good thing. I love it. That we're all from the same world, and therefore we should all like take care of each other, you know?
Yeah. We should all have like a sense of responsibility towards our planet, and taking more like effective action towards climate change.
Yeah, no, I agree. That we should also like try to engage so much in climate action, like take care of each other and take care of like Mother Earth and so on.
Yeah, and another thing I want to like point out is that I want to remind everyone that every small step that you take in the right direction towards the betterment of our climate is important. So like, don't feel like you're not doing anything, because every single thing that you do is making a difference. And if we all do a small thing together, it will create such a massive wave of ripple positive efforts, and it will make a huge impact, because climate change is a global issue, but we have to take action on a local basis for us to have global impact. So everyone across the board has to do their part, and it can be as small as turning the lights or taking the bus. Like every small step that you take does make a difference, and it does matter. So so let's get more climate action with Okay. On the bridge, we invite you to show us what inspires you to take climate action. Maybe this is a photo of nature around you. Maybe it's being inspired by leaders like Greta. Visit the create section of our bridge for details on this Instagram challenge and how you can get involved.
Thank you for tuning in to the climate change edition of the recap and briefing. We hope you'll join us on the bridge again soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.